A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar, and go first be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are on the way to court together, or your accuser may hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus' sayings are often bound to be very challenging, very impractical. Yet there we have it. This one, for instance. If your brother or sister has anything against you, wow. Wow. Am I supposed to go be reconciled with them? Do I need to ask forgiveness? Reconcile with my brother or sister? Wow, because the responsorial psalm today was, "If you, O Lord, lay bare our guilt, Lord, who could endure it?" But of course God doesn't. With the Lord there is mercy and forgiveness. I'm not sure that's always true with my brothers and sisters. We're not quite as forgiving as the Lord, and so to challenge me to try and reconcile with them is quite a challenge. Of course, there's a different challenge here as well, a different impracticality. Jesus is here talking, of course, about the altar in Jerusalem. If you leave your gift at the altar, at the temple there, where lots of people are coming and going. And not to project too much, but, you know, imagine actually leaving your gift at the altar and going away, finding somebody to reconcile, and coming back, my guess is your gift wouldn't be there. You wouldn't have a gift to offer. I remember a brother telling me of his first trip to Mexico as a Dominican, very idealistic, and he walked into the main cathedral there, and he thought it was just beautiful, and he set his bags down right at his feet for just a second to take a picture of the ceiling. And when he looked down again, his bags were gone. He said, "I couldn't believe it, right here in the cathedral." I said, "Believe it." Believe it. This is the way the world is. The world is a rough and tumble place, and if you set your things down for a moment, they could be gone. And if you ask your brother or sister to forgive you, they might not. But that's the risk we have to take if we are going to follow Jesus. If we leave our gifts at the altar and go away, when we come back, we might not have them to give anymore. But if we try and reconcile with our brothers and sisters, we might have other gifts to give. In that struggle for reconciliation, they might not grant us everything that we were hoping for, but we will find other gifts from God. We will be blessed in that struggle. Challenged also, but blessed. And if we bring those gifts that we earned in that struggle back to the altar, then we have a true gift to offer God.